Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
If you love me, shut the fuck up and let me start the show the proper way. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug loves movies.
Yeah, see, you were gonna have a chance to yell anyway if you just waited. Coming to you for the first time ever from the Improv in downtown San Jose, California. It's Saturday, March 26, 2016 at 4:20-ish. And before I ask you guys to show me your name tags, I would like to show you some name tags that got confiscated at the front door of this club. Because this is a fancy-ass theater that does not that serves food and therefore does not allow boxes of donuts through the front door. And when I heard about it, I said to them, I go, where are all the donuts? And they go, we were holding them, and they showed me where they were holding them. Everybody could have picked them up again on their way out. But what's the point of that? You didn't buy these donuts to pick them up on your way out. Let's see, we got here Philip. Juan and Philip?
Yeah.
You got a gay couple got together and bought some donuts? These are all. Shake and bake. These are all, these are sealed up Entenmann's, so they're probably still, will still be good. Do you want them back? Juan and Philip?
I'd rather you just eat them.
You'd rather I just eat them. What kind of fat pig are you trying to turn me into? So you really brought donuts thinking that I want you to bring me donuts for me to eat for like 2 fucking years? maybe not that long, but for a while now, I've been saying on the podcast, stop bringing me things to eat. I will not eat them. I will throw them into the crowd. Where's Megan at? Oh, score. I've never done it this way before. Uh-oh. We got spillage. Clean up. Quick, clean up on aisle two. No, don't just put them on a chair. Somebody take them. It's food, for Christ's sake. Did you notice the homeless population in this town? We're just putting food on the ground or on a chair. But don't eat them now. Buy something from the club. Buy something delicious from the club. Let's do some Doug plugs. The next Los Angeles taping of Doug Loves Movies occurs this Wednesday, March 30th, at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue at 8 o'clock. And then next weekend, I'll be at Jash Fest in Palm Springs, California. And on Sunday, April 3rd, I'm interrupting Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, at CineFamily. There's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. Is it raining? Is it? All right. That's going to be at CineFamily at 420 as part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival. Did I say April 3rd? Yes, I did. And I've got shows coming up in Greenville, South Carolina, right here in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon, and more. DouglasMovies.com for dates, deets, and links. Let's look at what I brought in my prize bag. So the winner today is going to get a lot of stuff. This is a poster for the comedy at South by Southwest. It lists me and a bunch of other comedians at the bottom. It's a pretty cool poster. And, whoa, what's happening? More donuts. Thank you. That was rude. He's very nice to bring me those donuts. Also included in the bag is a shirt from Smile Train, one of my favorite charities. They fix cleft palates on children in third world countries. We also got from my VHS collection, we have an episode of Dawson's Creek. This one's entitled Breaking Away. So there's probably like, you know, break up in that one. And then, or a bike race. And then an episode of the, I love this Eddie Murphy animated show, The PJs. Yeah. So there's one of those in there. And then, but wait, there's more. A wristband that says Houston Normal on it. A CD by the Black Eyed Peas, pre-Fergie. Yeah, I don't know how you guys, that was a mixed reaction to that. At Midnight in Texas sticker, and also somebody that's here today, I think someone who works for the iTunes, a company I've never heard of or dealt with. where are you at? Oh, okay. Hey, what do you do at iTunes? Engineer. Okay. So you make sure the train gets there on time. And why is this so heavy? Are there multiples of each? Six Batman versus Superman. Which is almost, that's like a negative prize. I was disappointed when I saw it today and I was the only person booing. Like, the crowd I saw with seemed perfectly okay with it. And then, how many Suicide Squads? Just one Suicide Squad? And six Batman versus Superman. All right, so that's quite a thing to win today. I don't think I've ever given away six copies of the same poster. I hope the winner has friends. You know, a lot of loners like this show. Or I guess they could sell them, maybe. What do you think they're worth on the... I almost said black market, but I'm not racist. But thank you for that, iTunes guy. And And from the club here, the Improv gave us a bag full of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey shirts and a hat and a whole bunch of stuff in there. Yeah. So all of that is going to someone today, in addition to the guests brought here by my prizes. My guests, not my prizes. My pretties. Please welcome my pretties, Jeff Tate, Carmen Lynch, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Come on, balcony. All right, let's meet them individually, starting with, all the way from New York City, it's Carmen Lynch, everybody.
Hi. Well, it's sort of L.A. now. But
what's that?
It's sort of L.A.
Sort now. Of?
Yeah.
Splitting your time?
Kind of.
I like it. I noticed you were doing a lot of stuff in L.A. You got to come on the show there sometime.
Thanks for noticing.
And you... You're welcome. But you are performing all weekend here in this area, I should say. You're over in Sunnyvale at the trailer park with the boys. No, you're at Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Yeah, Rooster.
Yeah, RTF for life.
This is also a beautiful club.
Yeah.
Rooster.
It's a different...
It's different.
It's kind of different vibes.
I think I need to be more successful to work here, maybe. No offense to Roosters, but this is huge.
Yeah, Roosters is an intimate space, intimate. Like you're doing close-up magic, and here is more of a bigger prestidigitation show.
That's what I do, close-up
magic. This is where you do real illusionist stuff.
Yeah. Like the other night, you and I gave off the illusion that it was worth listening to us talk for 90 minutes. Because this is a big stage. If you don't prowl it like Chris Rock, it feels weird. You got to prowl it, Jeff. Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
I like your outfit today, especially the hat, because it looks like you're about to pull off a second story job. Or go right into the store and just go right up to the guy with the money, because you...
Just straight up. It's amazing how well
mask.
I can see through this.
And it's amazing how scary it is.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
Just whenever
criminal.
Somebody's talking to you with their mask pulled over their face, it's not a good situation.
No,
I need you to not remember me is not something you want from an encounter. It's never like, here's some money, forget you saw my face. I didn't! Also joining us today, flying up from Los Angeles where he does live, it's Sam the Ma'am Levine, everybody!
Thank you! Thank you, San Jose!
Or... For today,
yeah,
it's officially Sam Jose.
Oh, shit.
I talked to the mayor, and he was
really?
Like, who are you?
Doug, just to clarify, I drove, did not fly.
Oh, nice move.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Was it an enjoyable drive?
It was a lovely drive.
Okay.
It's about my car. I want my car to feel like it's lived a full life, so I try to... Take it to as many cities and states as I can.
Oh my God, are you about to put your car down?
It's going up to Canada to live in a big auto race park with all the other cars.
That sounds like the way they'd end a Fast and Furious movie. She was such a good car.
Yeah.
Now she's on a farm.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do that in the next one. This last one, they just had to deal with an actual guy being dead.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, you guys, let's be practical here.
Serious question. Did you?
Here we go. Let's get serious.
Did you? I was very much expecting the Paul Walker character to die in the film.
Right, but I think that they wanted you to walk out of it with like kind of a happy feeling, even though we know what happened in real life.
Yeah. It's nice to think that the character got to just go to an island somewhere.
Sure.
He doesn't seem like the retirement type, though. It seems like every movie they did was about him being pulled back into something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if his retirement's permanent. It just depends on how good they get CGI in the next couple of years.
And that's
he might
problem.
Be back and be a big part of the movie again.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm very curious to see the next one, which I believe is starring Kurt Russell and takes place in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, that is breaking news.
All of that's true.
San Jose, that is accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got insider information. So brace yourselves.
I read it on IMDb.
That.
I don't even have IMDb Pro. it's just out there. It's not insider information, guys. You just have to want to know it.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Who's going to do what?
The next Fast and Furious movie will take place on Manhattan, and Kurt Russell will be one of the leads.
That is absolutely not true. Did you see the last one?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope I'm not spoiling this for anybody, but Kurt Russell dies in it.
No, he doesn't.
He's just
die.
Badly injured?
Yeah. He takes one in the chest, but he lives because he's Kurt fucking Russell.
That's true.
You can't kill him.
Yeah, man, he punched that bullet right out of his own gut.
Yeah.
And now he moved to Manhattan to race cars. I haven't seen the next one.
Well,
yet.
I heard he moved there because he's going to spend a little time in Little China.
I thought that was San Francisco's Chinatown.
Oh my God, it'd be super dope if Kurt Russell's car in Furious 8 was that fucking the Pork Chop Express. That'd be the best.
I don't think that's going to happen because his character in the Fast and Furious movie was like a suit wearing guy.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't see it.
Totally different kind of guy. Well, we'll try to move off of these dumb,
thank you.
Sorry.
Dumb movies.
I'm glad we talked about it because I saw Furious 7 this week.
Well, since I have these donuts in my hand, let's talk about Frost Nixon. No. Where is Eric Arman? Where are you at, dude? There you are. And you brought a whole bunch of donuts from Psycho Donuts. Which the donut is crying and running away. I don't know if that's so the psychos are the people that work there, not the donuts. All right. And do you want your donuts back, sir?
All right. Can we eat them? Oh. I'll have one. Oh, okay.
This is next level shit. I'm throwing whole boxes. We're not even taking them out of the boxes.
This is like when Gallagher gave up. And it was like, eh, fuck off, why do I still?
He's tired of traveling with the Sledge-O-Matic, so he just puts things on a stool and slaps it with his hand.
Knocks it off the stool just petulantly. Fuck this watermelon. Fuck this cantaloupe.
I'm just trying to make the stack of donuts lower because there's a couple sitting over here that have shitty seats because the donuts are blocking the view. I apologize for that. They did a contest, a CISO sponsored contest where somebody won a better seat? Did that happen? Did I hear that? And so you're sitting right there? And where were you sitting before you won that contest? Just right over there? Sweet. Yeah, don't worry about it, people in the balcony. You never had a chance.
Did someone lose that seat to her?
No. They kept that one open. And now there's an empty great seat right over there, probably. Yeah. But what are you going to do?
Are you sitting with strangers? Oh, so all four of you won. That seems...
Yeah.
That's a whole family.
She got to bring a whole table over.
Are those your parents? Oh, that's cute.
If you had a bigger party, it would have been a real Sophie's Choice. You know, I try to bring it back to movies as quickly as I can.
Sure. Really uplifting ones.
She would have to pick three and then murder the rest of her family.
I don't think that's what happened in that movie, Jeff. I don't think Sophie murdered the other kid.
I was just trying to make the stakes similar.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me either. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're good. You're good. It's really depressing.
Yeah, it's one of those. But you know what? It's more fun than Batman v Superman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah I'd say that's...
Shots fired.
I like the Green Hornet better than the Batman. Oh,
now you're just being silly.
I mean, at least with Green Hornet, you know, Deadpool rose up out of the ashes of that, you know, like... Oh, Green Lantern, sorry. Which one did you say?
Green Hornet.
Oh, shit. I like Green Hornet, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I've never seen the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's really not... It's bad. It's real bad. And then Ryan Reynolds was like, I'm going to stick with this superhero thing. And he finally got it right.
Yeah. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right.
So proud of him. So happy for him. He even played Deadpool wrong once.
Yep.
He's like, all right, I'll play him because I don't want anybody else to play him, but I don't know if sewing up Deadpool's mouth is the way to go.
That does seem like a weird choice for a guy whose only superpower is being cool.
And chatty. Like,
saying cool jokes.
Yeah.
He's like a real prick, Carmen, just so you know, that Deadpool character.
Thank you.
Is a dick.
But just to give people some hope here in the room today that haven't seen BVS, who here, and no, we're not going to judge you for it, it's not like the prequels or something. Who here loved it?
Really?
That sounds about right. It sounds about right. Four people in this entire country. But I'm genuinely happy for you because I went into it thinking I wasn't going to like it, hoping I would, and then it was worse than I thought it was going to be. For me, if you love it, if you love your superhero movies as slowly moving as possible, take Unbreakable, slow that down. While you're at it, take out the interesting characters and situations. You all right, Sam? You're just shaking your head.
I haven't seen the picture, but you're really doing a good job of making me not want to see this movie.
Well, you got to see it so that if you ever are up for a part in a Zack Snyder movie, you can, you know, just pick something to compliment him on about it.
Sure.
It looked neat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It's probably good easier effects. It's probably easier to come up with a compliment for this movie if you don't ever see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. The costumes.
Dope poster, dude.
Nice.
Hey, congratulations. That movie made a lot of money.
Yes, that's a good way to do it. Because it is already making a shit ton. There's nothing we can do to stop it.
But that's the problem. And I mean, when people ask me all the time why Freaks and Geeks was canceled, I'm like, it wasn't a quality issue. It's because we didn't have any viewers. And so people complain that Batman versus Superman, they're going to make 10 sequels, and they probably will because it's going to make $500 million.
Yeah.
So if we stop seeing the shitty movies...
Then they won't have any incentive to make good ones?
That's right. No! We have to... It's like how when girls start dating not assholes, and they're like, oh, fuck those guys. They're terrible.
Yeah.
No? Does that always happen?
No.
This is wishful thinking, folks. I've had some bad luck, and I gotta believe that there's gonna be some time in life where women are like, no, now that I'm in my 60s, I know. Stay away from those guys.
Maybe in your 60s, yeah.
In my 60s? All right, here we go. See you in 26 years, ladies.
Why do you have to be in your 60s? Why can't just some 60s lady come at you right now? Like,
you know what, Jeff Tate?
I'm going to break off a piece of that freak
come
or geek.
Come on, where are you?
Jeff Tate, you have sold me. The people with the parents there, how's that marriage? Is it shaky? No, it's good. It's all good. All right. God bless
you
both.
Dude,
see me after the show.
If you were sitting over there, would it be all right? Or did that sort of patch things up? That you caught a lucky break.
Yep. She's married to a guy that was on Undeclared, so you already missed your window.
Oh.
You were her type, but you missed it. How did that lose everybody? That was.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm happy to move on. Because I still want to talk about Batman and Superman.
Please.
First of all, I just hate it when they fight. I just wouldn't that be funny if that was why I didn't like it? I just want them to get along. It's just, it's upsetting to me that they're arguing. But yeah, I don't want to get into any spoilers or anything, and I just want to say that, you know, since everybody's going to see it, you know, go ahead.
And you might like it. You might like it, because there's plenty of people that like it just fine. And
maybe sneak in, though. Like, buy a ticket to
something
else.
There you go.
Else.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do the old swaparoonie.
Yeah.
Switch into something else, which feels like is what they do here at the theater in downtown San Jose all constantly. Because we have not seen a movie there, Jeff and I, where someone didn't walk in 20 minutes late, sit down, and enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing ever went wrong. Like, they weren't looking around like, oh, shit, it started already? Nope, this is how we do it.
Last night, it was like 35 minutes after the movie started, five people walked in. Just loudly. Just all with backpacks, like they just got out of school and wanted to catch the last half of London Has Fallen. Which is probably the better half to catch if you're gonna.
So, how much of London Falls? I mean, it's right there in the title, so it happens for sure.
And it happens at the beginning, and it's damn near most of London. Most of London explodes right at the beginning.
So then,
yeah.
Oh,
it's right at the beginning, though.
It's in the title.
And it's probably in the trailer probably shows a lot of it.
It's on the poster. Also, I'll be doing you a favor by spoiling all of it.
Yeah. How could they not do London Has Fallen and not blow up Big Ben? It's got to happen, right? Yeah. So there you go. But I also love that you're concerned about a movie that is like, you know, it's like dying. It's like crawling out of theaters right now. You know a movie's done when it has like two random ass showtimes at a multiplex.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, I'm going to either see it at 12:50 or 11:55 p.m. Interesting options.
It's like they have to, they put it in that time slot because that gives them a tax break or something. Like if they're open before noon and after midnight,
I think it's that they know
they can sell booze.
The only people who see it are unemployed. They can either see a movie at noon or see one that starts at midnight because they're not getting up in the morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's probably still better.
It's really, like, I like super dumb, loud movies like that, and I didn't even like this one. This one was it was racist. It was super crazy racist. It felt like it was written by someone whose understanding of foreign policy came from Rush Limbaugh's radio show.
But still better than BVS?
Yeah. Well, here's why I'll say it's better than BVS. It was like an hour shorter than BVS. So it's like they're both garbage, but at least I got to leave London Has Fallen at some point. I didn't feel like a whole day.
You can't have as much slow motion as they have in Batman vs. Superman and be 2.5 hours long. Like, speed those shots the fuck up.
I went outside
to
smoke.
You don't need them to tell the story.
I went outside to smoke, and when I got back in before the shell had hit the ground, it like clicked out of a gun, and I went all the way downstairs, smoked a cigarette, came up, then it hit the ground, and the movie kept going. I didn't miss anything.
Sorry, dude, that was a different bullet.
They shot two bullets?
Yeah. In succession, though, so.
Did that second one look a lot like the first one coming out of the barrel? I didn't miss much.
What'd you big for the prize bag, Jeff?
I brought...
What'd you big for the bag?
I brought a Big Trouble in Little China comic book. Yeah. That lady stood up like we're going to throw these.
Yeah, pass it down.
Too.
Pass it down.
There you go.
Her enthusiasm got her the prize.
Oh!
She was way too into it.
Yeah. And I brought a denim on denim shirt.
Yeah, see, nobody jumped up out of their seat for that.
No. You can buy those at zipzooapparel.com if you want. I got some dope new shirts on there, too. And the money goes to speakersilence.org.
Carmen?
Mine aren't as exciting, but I...
Those were exciting? First of all, your bag is exciting. Show them the bag.
Oh, yeah, the bag. The bag.
Star Wars bag. Well, and then it's got the good and evil sides on the bag.
Yes, and you get to keep the bag. So, you know what? You're getting, don't look at the price on this, some St. Patrick's Day shot glasses. Best time to buy them is after St. Patrick's Day. And this is, I got you some movie candy, you know, like Sour Patch Kids.
Sure.
and gummy bears and shit like that. Oh, and then I got a lighter for your weed pleasure. And a little costume for your wine bottle for the...
Did you almost say bong? Costume for your bong?
For your bong. It's for your bong. It just says wine, but it's for your bong. No, it's whatever you want to do with it. You can... I just thought of something.
But what
else.
Is it? A costume
it's a wine,
of what?
It's an apron for your wine bottle.
Oh, it's like a little... It's like a little chef outfit.
Yeah. And if you're religious, I got you some peeps for tomorrow.
Yeah. I wonder where she put that hat.
And a coupon for some nuts. And I think that's it. Right? Wait.
You mean the nuts will be straight up free if you use a coupon, or it's a little bit off?
It's a discount for nuts. I just wanted to say nuts.
All right, that's some great stuff. Thank you, Carman.
Nuts. It's fun. It's
nuts.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
Sam?
Doug, you know I don't disappoint. Maybe one of the greatest underrated sequels of all time, Anchorman 2. The legend continues. In DVD format. Also on DVD format, it's not a sequel, but the sequel was identical. The Hangover? So if you want to watch The Hangover 2, just rewatch The Hangover twice. And then this is maybe my favorite thing I've ever brought to the show. Because someone is going to win this, and I expect fully to tweet to me about how they wound up using it. This is a banana massager. That's right. If
finally we can massage our bananas.
Yeah. After a long day at the office, your banana needs a good rub down. There you go.
What, do you like put a banana inside that thing?
It's a banana-shaped massager.
What the fuck? That is not what the box says.
It just says banana massager.
It is very misleading.
How does that work?
Sorry, San Jose.
I
was the victim of false advertising.
Oh, it's a fat banana.
Well.
It looks like a Sports Illustrated phone.
Batteries.
It's supposed to have batteries, but I don't even know once the battery's in, there's no on-off switch. It's a complex thing, you guys. So do with it what you will. And all of that is going to be someone's today at the end of the program. I never did ask you guys to show me your name tag, so don't do it yet. Yeah. I apologize. I was just confused by too many things. I was curious, though, if anybody in the balcony has one. Do you? No? Good. That's a good way to seat the place. Name tags downstairs, balcony, no name tags. But before we get into the game portion, you know I have at least one question I like to ask. But I'm going to start with a question that's special just for today. What's your favorite Easter movie? Right? Isn't it weird? That there are Easter movies, Bill but none Ted's, that are anybody's favorite.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
That was an Easter movie?
Well, it has an Easter sequence.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yep, that's the best I got.
I have one.
Carmen has one.
Every Easter, we would watch Ben-Hur.
That
man has abs. He's hot.
Yeah.
Charlton Heston, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like my favorite sequence in that movie is the egg hunt. Do you have one, Jeff?
No, I guess it's more of a Good Friday movie, but Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. That's the one I wrote down.
I've never even seen
that. That's the one
it.
I was going to say. I haven't sat through the whole thing because it's just torture.
Like Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Boy, there was no shortage of Christ imagery in that movie.
Yeah, it's like every time one of those two guys would walk into a scene, they'd be like, "What's up?"
As often as possible, there was them in the middle with two guys flanking them. like whenever they could, like the like that big crucifixion thing. I don't know, Sam. I think you didn't get to that part of the Bible.
No, I'm still on the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was an addendum.
Where's hello? My name is Adam. Where are you at? Hey, how's it going, man? Do you want your donuts back?
No.
Why is it? You, it's like you know something. I open it up, boom!
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Oh, can we share some?
Yeah, yeah, you guys can have a donut if you want.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, get in there.
Yeah.
Do you want one?
Yeah. Ooh, thanks, Adam.
This is like the scene in Fast Times where Spicoli gets a pizza and the teacher gives it to everybody but Spicoli. All right, so you guys all got a donut.
Yay.
Oh, there they go.
And then an even bigger box from Psycho Donuts. And that's from, where's Robert Coleman at? All right, thank you, Robert, for bringing those. I'm sorry we're not throwing them all around, because I assume the improv doesn't want us to do that.
I'm so curious.
Who was it? Who was it? Do you guys remember? Were any of you on the show where somebody stomped on all the donuts? That really upset somebody in the balcony. I forget who it was, though. Somebody just stomped the shit out of the donuts.
I missed that one.
So that's an option for you guys. Just throwing it out there. We know Jeff's last movie that he saw was London Has Fallen. And, of course, he and I both watched BVS today. What was the last movie you saw that's not Ben-Hur, Carmen?
I haven't seen a movie in a couple months. I think it was Carol.
Yeah. Did you like that?
It was good.
You might like BVS then. They're similarly paced.
It was very slow. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Sam, what about you?
I had never seen the Behind Enemy Lines movie with Owen Wilson.
And so Gene Hackman?
And Gene Hackman. Yeah. So I finally got a chance to see that.
It's not bad, right?
No. It was pretty entertaining.
All right. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just like to participate.
Carmen doesn't.
I never saw it. Yeah. I haven't seen any movies.
You pretty much just see the movies about lesbians?
Yes, I know all the lesbian movies.
Personal Best.
Blue is the Warmest Color.
I can't think of any more. That'd be a fun Last Man Standing. Yeah. Lesbian movies.
Oh, go. Bound.
Bound is there probably the best one.
Yeah.
Wild Things.
Is it lesbian if there's a three-way?
I don't know, man.
Does that automatically make it lesbian or just girls having fun?
Well, I mean, it depends on how...
Wishful thinking over there.
Do you want to use the book definition of lesbian?
Yes.
Okay. The Danish girl? I don't know. Never mind.
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm
there's
terrible.
No lesbians in the Danish girl. There's a transgendered fella, lady. Oh, I can't stop with the spoilers today. Spoiling everything for you guys. All right, that's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
Oh,
now,
so
let's take a look at these name tags. While they pick their name tags, we'll do these brief messages. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Casper Mattresses. Obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. And now you can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to casper.com/movies and using the code MOVIES. Listen, you spend a third of your life sleeping. Let's make sure you're doing it on a good mattress. Casper brings together two comfy technologies for better nights and brighter days. Latex foam and memory foam. So they've got just the right sink, just the right bounce, no matter how you sleep. They've got a risk-free trial and return policy. They'll deliver it straight to you. You can try for 100 days, and if you're not happy, they'll pick it back up. At the store, maybe you'll get a minute to try their mattresses. With Casper, you actually get to sleep on it. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point. So get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to casper.com/movies and using the code MOVIES. Terms and conditions apply. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level. No coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust them too. I mean, how long have I been talking about Squarespace on this podcast? Must be several years now, right? And at the end of this ad, I'm going to mention the offer code. And obviously, people are using it and liking it because Squarespace keeps coming back and asking me to do these ads. You cannot beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up, make sure to use the offer code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Now back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we did it. We're back. Thank you to everybody. There was a lot of good ones out there, a lot of big ones. You make them big here in San Jose. What, like Jeff's is pretty big. What's going on there?
It's I'm playing for Ashley. Love Ashley. She made a Love Actually poster, but she changed it to people who have done the show. Jacob's on here, Sarah Silverman, Andre Vermillion, me. I'm there.
Hold it up a more straight up way. Thank you. I'm not going to put you in it. I'm just going to get the...
Yeah, no, I don't want to...
There's too much light coming off of it because it's... Oh, there you go. Nice. All right. That is pretty cool looking. That's well done.
It's pretty great. I think I'm gonna keep it.
I think the picture of me is like when I was down at midnight, but I don't recall ever being angry on there. I look angry in that picture.
I think that's you from Friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My mom calls it Bloomies!
Yeah!
All right, Carmen.
I'm playing for Nancy in Chasing Nancy. One of Ben Affleck's better movies.
I like it.
Bring it down a little bit. I want to get you in the shot. There you go. Get a nice blurry shot of Carmen. And get one of Sam's. This one's pretty impressive.
Yeah, this one, there's some nice Photoshop work here. I'm playing for Justin Glorious Bastards. And he has replaced Brad Pitt's head with your head. And I don't remember what Brad is carrying in the real poster of this, but in this one, he's changed it to the decapitated head of Donald Trump.
He's carrying a lunchbox in the real poster.
Oh, a lunchbox?
A Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
Hello, Kitty. Oh, Dukes of Hazzard. Aldo Raine's a fan.
Yeah, what was he holding?
I feel like a
suitcase?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably just another gun.
He's standing on a pile of dead Nazis.
He's not holding a scalp, I know that much. He might be holding like a Nazi helmet.
All right. I don't remember. What movie is the tagline, "A bastard's work is never done"?
A Bastard Out of Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
There are a few people tickled by that.
Came up with that.
All right, you guys, let's see how we're doing here on time and whatnot. Yeah, I think we've got the time that we need because we are about to play a new game.
Ooh! Yeah! Ah! Love new games.
Why is there a name tag made it to the stage that nobody picked? Beetlejuice is just sitting there. And I'm not going to say it three times because I know what happens. Gonna make that mistake. May I please have another Kettle One and Soda San Jose Improv? Thank you.
And maybe another Modelo Especial.
A Modelo Especial for Sam. Do you need anything, Carmen?
I'm good, thank you.
I would like some water.
Oh, Jeff
would
like a water. You know what? I changed my mind. I would love some water.
Water's for Carmen and Jeff. So that's it's gonna be interesting. Because Sam and I are getting drunk. We'll see what happens. This first game is a brand new game. We've only played it once before. It's called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Created by my friends Jason and Deb on 101X in Austin, Texas. Basically, here's how the game works. I think Jeff and I have played it together in a car once, so he knows how it works. But Carmen and Sam, on the IMDb page, when you look up an actor or an actress, it'll say most known for, and they'll list four things.
All right.
Yep. Mostly movies, but you know they throw in some TV shows, and I'll tell you if that happens, or you can guess accordingly. But the idea is, so for example, Sam.
Yes.
What four things does it say on your IMDb page? Have you looked at it?
I have not. I have to assume.
Like, go ahead and guess then.
Bastards and I don't know, Pulse, and probably That's So Raven. That's mostly what I get stopped on the street for.
No, it's really interesting what they did. They went in Glorious Bastards, Pulse, and not another teen movie.
Okay, all right.
Sure, fair enough. And then as your fourth credit on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, Kevin Pollak Chat Show.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is nice that they're plugging it that way.
You know what? Thank you, IMDb.
Yeah. Doesn't list Doug Lowe's movies as one of my things.
Well.
Although I didn't look, so maybe it did. Oh, drinks are coming.
Thank you.
You drink it.
No. Drink it. Thank you. Here's to you, San Jose.
Cheers. Sam and I are going to tear up this town tonight.
G'day.
Yeah.
So it's Sam's town tonight. Sam Jose.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. It's his. It's his for the taking.
I'm going to go out and meet some 60-year-old ladies.
Yeah. Why don't we just find one for you here?
Seriously.
Hello?
Yeah. Don't be shy.
Hello?
Come find me after the show.
So here's how the game works. I name...
Starting a real problem here.
Like in the case of you, you, Sam, if I start naming movies, and if I say Inglourious Bastards,
Right.
You can yell Sam to stop me and take a guess right there what actor we're talking about.
Got it.
But without having heard two titles,
right,
it's a pretty risky move. We also need, I think our mics are too close together because they're starting to make some weird noises. or it's something else. I don't know.
I don't know.
You can buzz in there if you want,
okay,
but it's probably best to wait for two titles because if you guess incorrectly, that's a negative point. You lose a point.
Oh.
Yeah, so you don't want to jump in too early and guess wrong.
Okay.
But then once I name a second movie, a third movie, and a fourth movie, whenever the person does jump in and gets it right, they get, for bonus points, a chance to name the additional titles that are in the four.
Oh.
For that actor or actress.
And those are worth how many points each?
1 point.
Okay.
So you get a point for getting it right, then an additional point for each one. We're playing to 5 points.
All right.
Yeah, so it's going to take at least 2 rounds for somebody to win, probably more. And if I run out of names, whoever has the most points wins.
Now, can we jump in, or is this just between you guys, the first one?
Huh?
No, you.
It's always up for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're always in the game, at least the first time you yell out. Then you got to... You know, wait till that round ends. Let's do it. And the first time we played this, I just looked down at the paper and just announced, Billy Bob Thornton! On like the third round or fourth round of it, so it was pretty hilarious. He's going to be the new Amy Adams, which, by the way, Billy Bob is terrible in Batman versus Superman.
Quick question, Doug.
Yes,
sir. If I gamble and guess after you've only said one movie, am I then locked out, or can I then guess after you say the second movie?
No, you get the negative point and you're locked out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take that chance, Sam.
I'm just curious how it worked.
I know. Okay. And, you know, that's the thing, is IMDb is very, it's curious, their choices sometimes.
Indeed.
So like, that's part of the fun.
All right.
Because it's not obvious which the top four are. It's not like they're top four grossing movies.
Right.
Obviously, in your case, that's true because Kevin Pollak Chat Show
made more
is not a top grossing movie.
Made almost as much as BBS. That's Bob Vila Syndrome. It was a documentary played... Just a couple of theaters.
I was waiting for the S. Turns out it's Syndrome.
The Southwest.
I thought it was going to be Show. Why wouldn't it just be Show?
Syndrome.
No, that was on. That was on PBS. That was not in theaters.
All right, here we go. Say your own name when you think you know the actor or actress that's in all of these things.
All right.
Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance? Batman.
Sam.
I think Sam got in first. Who is it?
I think that's Michael Keaton.
That's correct. And now for bonus points.
Batman Returns.
And?
Beetlejuice?
You got one right. Batman Returns and Spotlight.
Ah, okay. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now Sam is up 2 points. Sam's got 2 points. Guys, ready for the next one?
No.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Jeff.
The first movie is Man of Steel. The second movie is The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Jeff.
Go for it.
Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill. Superman. Henry Cavill. Hank Cavill.
That is correct. That is correct. You got it. So Jeff gets 1 point, and do you want to even try to guess two more Henry Cavill films? Because I think we just named the two that you've seen. You might not have even seen Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I saw Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, okay.
I did not see Man of Steel, but
I did
see Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. That guy looks like a guy that would be on that show, Suits.
I like how you think. But it's just Immortals.
Just the word Immortals?
Hmm.
You remember that?
Nope.
Me neither. And then another one that I didn't think Jeff would know called Stardust. Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Henry Cavill needs to work more.
No, no he doesn't. Please. Please.
All right, so Jeff has 1 point, Sam has 2. Here's the next one.
Make it easy.
Okay. I'll look right at you, Carmen, for this one.
Okay.
Gravity.
Right. I got it, okay. But that's not.
Ocean's 11.
Jeff.
I didn't know.
That was me. That was not
Carmen.
You.
That was not me.
You.
Carmen.
I'm pretty sure that was Sam.
I'm giving it to Carmen.
But I think Sam was first.
Damn it, you're right.
That's why you don't move around. Stay where I can see all you guys. Okay, Sam.
George Clooney's is who we're talking about.
Proper name, please.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Sorry, George Clooney the third. George Clooney. And,
all right, so you got one for that.
Oh, boy. What's on Clunes? I'm going to say known for... I'm going to take a long shot here.
Okay.
Good night and good luck.
We need one more.
And... Ocean's 11?
I said Ocean's 11.
No, I thought
11.
You said Ocean's 13. So Ocean's 11, 13.
Okay.
We can't
guess. They should have just gone straight across Ocean's.
I wish.
But they didn't. They like to mix it up, I guess.
Did they put Golden Girls on it?
No. Golden Girls didn't make
Facts
it.
Of
Roseanne
life.
Didn't make it. Facts of Life didn't make it. He was in Up in the Air and The Descendants.
I thought they'd give him a director nod, you know?
Yeah. So Sam just got 1 point for that round. So Sam has 3 and Jeff has 1. And here's the next one. Heat.
Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Val Kilmer.
That is correct.
Super, it's superhero, Sam. Tombstone. It's not Batman's because Henry Cavill was one of them.
He's my favorite Batman.
So I'm going to say Tombstone.
Two more.
Top Gun.
One more.
And let's go with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang for fun. Because I can't think of what it would be.
Can well, I challenge?
No, you can't do anything. Just have to sit there. okay, so you get... Top Gun was correct, but the other two were wrong. And, but, you know, one was just handed to you. Batman Forever.
Oh, but I didn't think they would put Batman Forever for Val Kilmer. They didn't put the Batman movie for George Clooney.
That's a good point. You have seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't usually put people's biggest pieces of shit. Except for Sam and Pulse.
Damn right. God damn right.
So they went with Batman Forever and the Prince of Egypt.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The great Val Kilmer movie. Yeah. The Prince of Egypt. So that means that Jeff got 2 points on that round. So we have Jeff with 3, Sam with 3, and Carmen
is going to catch up.
Is going to catch up. But if you don't, this isn't the game that decides at all. So it's really it's really just a warm up to don't worry too much about it. But here's the next one. Superman.
The original one. Oh, okay.
What did I say? Superman.
Okay, I'm ready. Go.
The Remains of the Day.
Oh, Carmen? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm gonna try. It could be the star, but The Remains of the Days, was he in
Go
that?
Ahead, guess.
I'm not going to give you my final answer. I'm going to tell you my first gut. My first
it's
gut.
It's got to be your only guess. Superman.
It sounds
and
like
the
a really smart movie
day.
That I've never seen. Oh, then it's got to be him. It's Christopher Reeve or Gene Hackman.
Yeah, that's correct. Christopher Reeve.
Sweet.
All right, so Superman and Remains of the Day are taken for Christopher Reeve. You get to name two more Christopher Reeve movies.
Okay. The one where he plays a priest, Monsignor. No.
And?
Oh. Did he make any other movies? Oh, Superman 2!
Yeah, Superman 2 is correct.
Yeah. I get 5 points!
So you get one
That's
point.
Double Jeopardy.
You
points.
Get 1 point for guessing Christopher Reeve or Gene Hackman. It's an interesting approach. I'd like to see people try that on Jeopardy. I've got a multi-part answer, Alex. But you were right about Superman 2, and it was right there for the taking. Superman 3.
Which sucks.
Finally, somebody's put their foot down on Superman 3.
No love for Quest for Peace, huh?
Nope, no Superman 4. At least not in his top four.
John Cryer's finest.
So Carmen's on the board with 2 points.
Yeah!
All right, somebody's got to do something.
All right, here we go.
To make this finish. I just want to be able to see who speaks first.
Yeah.
And the audience will also have my back, or not. We're all going to be trustworthy here, because this is going to happen fast. Oh, shit. I can't see your mouth. Take your burglar face off. Here we go. Argo.
Jeff.
That's Jeff.
Okay.
Who do you think it is, Jeff?
I think it's, I think I might have fucked myself. Ben Affleck.
You might have.
Ben Affleck.
That's who you're going with? Ben Affleck? You sure?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, we all know he's in Argo, but there's other actors in Argo. That is correct.
Okay.
Oh!
Now, that puts Jeff at 4 points. All he has to do is get 1 out of 3 right of Ben Affleck movies listed by IMDb, and you will be our winner of this game.
Okay, here's my 3 guesses for Ben Affleck. Good Will Hunting, The Town, and Pearl Harbor.
So close. It's Good Will Hunting, The Town, and Gone Girl, but
Gone
you
Girl.
Are our winner!
Oh!
Jeff is the winner! It was the first time we played it. It was too hard for the panelists, and people were already telling me it was not going to work. But I was like, "You just wait."
Yeah.
You just wait until Sam and Carmen and Jeff play.
That's right. I think we should add the challenge, though. The challenge amendment to the game.
It just gets a little too loosey-goosey if everybody's always challenging each other. What were you going to challenge him on?
Like, if he got the names wrong. I could guess what the...
Oh, you could jump in and guess what he missed?
And I would say Gone Girl and then win his points. Sorry. Just
if
kidding.
You ever... Do you think that's what would have happened?
What?
Do you think he would have said Gone Girl?
No, that wouldn't have happened at all.
If you ever want to do a non-leading actors version of that game, I'd be down, bro.
Wait, the leading actor part was what made it hard for you?
No, I'm saying if you want to go next level...
No, what Sam's mad about is that this version of the game...
I would love to play that. Off mic! That would be boring.
But. Sam's upset that this version of the game other people can win, too.
Bro! Jeff, if you don't know by now that I have mad respect for your movie knowledge, suck a dick.
I almost said Scoop McNairy, because he was in both of those movies.
Good old Scoot.
And that's totally what Doug would have done there.
Yeah.
Our buddy Scoot.
Good old Scoot.
You won both of your rounds just on one movie. It's pretty impressive.
But yes, for everybody that's here today, and for those in the future audiences, please don't reveal the theme that is emerging with the names and the answers, because that sort of blew that out a little bit. But
oh,
it was.
Oh, fuck, I did that. I'm sorry.
Well, you did it, but that's, you're fucking yourself over by telling them that it's all Batman's. But somebody in the audience said it before you did. Oh. You just agreed with them.
I didn't hear the audience member say it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want any more of that.
I promise you I didn't.
I already saw enough Amy Adams today.
I could stand to see some more Amy Adams.
Yeah, why didn't she wear those same pants that she wore in Night at the Museum?
She's a fan of those pants.
I wish she... No, I said, why didn't she?
Oh, it was a different movie. They don't have that store in Gotham.
Right. They don't. There's not a lot of people running around in jodhpurs. Sam, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, I was thinking supportings, because that other game you used to play, where you'd name several movies, and it was always a supporting actor who was in all three.
Oh, what was that game?
I don't remember, but I remember one time I said J.K. Simmons.
Cluster Flicks? And,
yeah, that's it. Cluster Flicks. You're a fan of this show, Jeff.
Yeah.
You said J.K. Simmons, and when I said you were wrong, you were like, oh, J.K.
Yep. That's exactly how it went.
Just
down.
Kidding. All right, let's play Last Man Stanton. Ah! And this game has gone to another level, Sam.
Oh, boy.
You might not know about.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's a basically like a mini tournament of Last Man Stanton, because it's the first person to 2 points wins this game.
Oh.
You got to get two right. And, you know, you got to last longest on the on two.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a name from the audience. Take turns. I play along on this one.
Yeah.
Take turns naming movies the person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You're only out for that round. Person that lasts the longest wins a point.
Yeah.
And then the person that wins the first round gets to pick any actor they want for the next round.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's where you could throw your weight around with some supporting actor nobody
knows. Very well.
Vincent
Chiavelli. You could say yourself.
I could.
Let's do Sam Levine movies.
That would be an awfully fast game.
All right, I take it back. You can't do that.
All right.
I think you'd do pretty good. There's some actors, though, that, like, you know, if, like, Tom Arnold was on here, I bet you he'd forget some of the movies that he was in.
Yeah, like the one he was in with me.
What?
Damn
what,
right,
what
guys.
What was that?
I've been in a lot of shitty movies, okay?
What one were you guys in together?
We shot it under the title After School Special, but then it was ultimately released under the title National Lampoon's Barely Legal.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds pretty
dirty.
So if
I pick myself later, you guys can just use that one.
I'd rather lose than say that out loud.
Yep. Yep. That's fair.
One of my favorite... moments during the games on this show is when Tom Arnold was on and he didn't recognize the children that played his kids in Carpool.
Were they the other two guests?
Huh? Yeah, and he walked down on stage and said, who are these fucks? No, we were playing Leonard Maltin and I was naming names and they were his kids. He had no idea what movie it was. All right. So we got to get the first one from the crowd, and there's a gentleman who tweeted me whose Twitter name rhymes with tweeted. His name is Peted. Pete with a D at the end. Pete D. Is that your Beetlejuice? That's you. Holy shit.
Hey! Beetlejuice.
It's amazing how often the person that I use for this that I pick randomly off of Twitter also is in the front row. And Pete, do you have a good name for us, you think?
Keep it simple.
Huh? You're doing the multi-round. We're going to do... We just need a name for Last Man Stanton. Like, it's weird that you seem to not understand when you're the one that wrote to me on Twitter, I've got a perfect name for Last Man Stanton. And you also... When did you write that to me? Today? Today? All right. I don't approve of this at all. But he said Gary Shandling.
I know, right? No. Like, do you have any idea how much of a bummer that is before you said it? Do you have any idea that I don't want to hear from you at all? It's not a just yell out names thing. That's why I got a guy on Twitter and asked him.
Gary Shandling's only in
You don't need to say more about it because we're doing it.
Oh, shit. We're for real? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. He's a great, great comedian and had two great TV shows, but his movie career was somewhat spotty. And Jeff, since you won that last game, you got to go first. So name any movie right. that featured the late, great Gary Shandling.
Iron Man 2.
Yes. Carmen?
Can I describe the movie?
Nope.
I only know his TV stuff.
Right. That's what happens. That's another reason why it's not a great name for this game. The sadness plus the difficulty.
Yeah. Extra sad.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Every round you can use your name tag as a lifeline.
Oh!
The person who supplied your name tag.
Where's Nancy?
Where are you at? Carmen needs you already.
Nancy!
But Nancy sounds like she's at a loss as well.
You better be there for me.
Captain America the Winter Soldier?
Captain America the Winter Soldier. I think that's good.
Yeah. Chasing Nancy. Thank you, Nancy.
And Hail Hydra. Sam?
what planet are you from?
Yes.
All right.
I know that he was friendly with Warren Beatty, and therefore I think he has a small part in the movie Love Affair. Could be wrong, though. Yeah. With Warren Beatty and Annette Bening, but I could be wrong.
Challenge. What's the protocol there?
Just worry about it later, because
right.
what I say doesn't really even count.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's between you guys.
All right.
Jeff?
Zoolander.
Oh. What does he do in Zoolander?
He plays himself.
I don't remember
at the beginning.
That. He plays with himself?
No, he's Gary Shandling at the beginning of that movie, when they're doing the red carpet stuff.
Oh, okay. Good pull.
Well, he was really good friends with Warren Beatty, so he had a small part in Reds.
No, we didn't. You're out, but just for this round, you'll be back.
Okay.
Sam?
Hurley Burley.
Oh, that's right, with Sean Penn. Very good. Good pull.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and say it. Maybe I won't. Yeah, I'm out. Jeff? Maybe this will help.
Hang on.
This is the theme to Gary Show.
That's not going
to
help. My stepmother is an alien.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to the applause.
What is he doing that?
He's the real dad. It's married to the alien.
So people clap, so nobody's arguing with you.
I mean,
no, he's not in it.
Hey, what about Love Affair?
He is in Love Affair.
I hate this dude. Dude's on his fucking phone. Oh, way to take the side of the host. Real strong stance. Real solid backbone. I don't want your fucking donuts.
All
you
right,
realize
so
that this means Sam wins this round and that he's going to say an actor that no one's ever heard of.
I will keep it fun and fair. How about that?
A celebrity.
Those are Sam's trademarks, keeping it fun and fair.
That's what it says. That's the Kevin Pollak Chaz Show tagline. Fun and fair. Like fair and balanced, but it's just fun and fair.
Reasonable.
Yeah. A reasonable chat show.
But let's go ahead and let Sam win this one with another Gary Marshall. Gary Shandling.
I don't know that I have to name another one, do I?
Might as well, just rub
it
in.
No, I don't think I can, unless I try my...
Yeah, use your lifeline.
I have one. Oh, sorry.
Justin?
The Dictator.
There you go.
He's in the Dictator?
God damn it.
All right.
The Dictator.
There you go.
Was he in that movie where they repeat the joke over and over and over again? Was he in
the
that?
Aristocrats?
Yes.
Undercover Russ? Brother?
That's the one I was trying to think.
All right, so yeah, Jeff, don't forget you have a lifeline because you never use yours, right?
You just
blurted out a wrong answer.
No, I blurted out what I thought was a correct answer.
Right, because were you listening earlier, what planet are you from? Is that what you made you think he's also in that
nope.
whatever one you said?
I might not have heard, I'm assuming Sam said it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I might have been thinking of that movie.
Yeah, yep. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, so I didn't, like, I would have used my lifeline if I had known I didn't know the answer. I just thought I did.
Okay. You said it in a very unsure way, so I'm just reminding you for the next round. Because Sam gets to start us off.
Fun and Fair. Steve Martin.
That's super fun and fair, but we just did him.
Oh.
So yeah, it would be unfair episode. To you because okay. I'm really good at Steve Martin.
Ah, okay.
Because we just did it.
See?
Oh, man.
Just as
sorry.
I like Steve Martin.
It's gotta come from
I'm
me.
I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to be fun and fair.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So
all right.
Pick somebody else.
Okay. How about Quentin Tarantino?
Okay, that's weird.
Because he's a director, we can name the movies he's directed and the movies he's acted in, which I think would be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
All right, Sam.
How has someone in the crowd, by the way, not said that up until now? I think that's a great suggestion.
What's that?
Tarantino.
No, we've played Tarantino before.
Oh, you have?
Even with acting, he's got 15 credits max.
All right. Well, how long do you want the shit to go?
No, it's just the idea is to pick somebody that's got a shit ton of credits so that it can be, you know, so it can go for a while. But that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, you picked it.
Okay.
I mean, I can't sit here all day with all your bad picks.
Do you want to pick another one?
So...
Maybe right. someone else will win this round.
Yeah, maybe. That would be...
That's what I'm saying. So let's just fucking do it. What's happening?
Inglourious Bastards.
I like how you
can
picked
Can I go next?
No.
Fuck!
Don't say that.
I'm next. Reservoir Dogs. Jeff.
Kill Bill Volume 1. I don't understand what people decide they clap for in this game.
I think they clap if they like the movie.
People Pulp Fiction.
People hear, you know, one that they like.
What did you say?
Big Pulp Fiction fans.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
All right, I'm out.
Please stop yelling words from the audience. There's no reason for any words. You can...
Nancy!
Sorry.
When you say it in that voice, Sam gets real excited. Is that a 60-year-old? You throw that old lady quiver to your voice, and Sam's like, oh, I found her.
Sam.
I'm a reverse cougar.
Sam. It's me, Ethel.
Oh, Ethel? I said 60, not 80. Come on.
Margaret.
Wait, but somebody named Ethel still has to be a baby and grow up into an old person. But it is a total old person name.
It's a total old person name. I don't think that name was popular 60 years ago.
Yeah. So she's so old, you have to check her pulse.
Ethel has a daughter named Margaret.
That's fair. I'm into Margaret.
Come on,
all right.
Sammy.
So you went Volume 2?
Yeah, I went Volume 2.
All right, I'll go Jackie Brown. GF.
I'm going to go with From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Those are all the ones I know. I know one, but I can't remember the name. But I remember one word in the title.
Use your lifeline. And what's happening? What are you saying? Why are you... Oh, there's a... You even have a dog?
Nancy.
There's a dog in here, but they don't allow donuts?
Hey, you want to throw that dog? Is that what you're saying?
But that's who you were talking to, was the dog? You weren't talking to yourself, right?
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
Maybe okay. The dog was talking.
Anyway.
Maybe the dog was trying to guess.
Somebody over there was saying something. But Carmen could use
I'm going to use Nancy okay. again.
Where's Nancy at again?
Desperado. Yeah, Desperado. I mean, come on.
Oh, okay.
Desperado. Thanks.
Yeah. Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So that leaves me with... how about a little film called The Hateful Eight?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Jeff.
Four Rooms.
How many times can I use Nancy?
That was it. Just the one time, I'm afraid.
Wait, there was a Kill Bill shown version 3 that never came out. It went straight to DVD. No. All right. Well, you can't win everything, you know?
No, quite frankly, I'm beginning to think I'm going to lose this, but I'm just here for the fun.
It's just important to be fun
yeah,
and fair.
Too. I'm here for you, Sammy. Fun.
That's what we're here for.
Planet Terror.
That's an interesting approach. I don't know what to do with that.
I don't think it counts.
Because you're picking the half of a movie that Tarantino had nothing to do with, or he had something to do with it. He shows up in it in Terror, Planet Terror. Okay. All right. In that case,
that's right.
His dick falls off.
Yeah. Clear. I thought that one was obvious. I should have saved it for later, evidently.
I got to see that one again.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy. Okay, so I'm going to say... Destiny turns on the radio.
Well done, sir. That was my deep pull.
Yeah.
There that goes.
There it goes. Jeff...
True Romance.
Now,
wait, what do you think? Why do you think that would count?
Because he wrote it?
Did we say that writers? Is this a game where we say who the writer is?
No. I'm just kidding.
So I'll give you another chance.
Whoa.
Would you rather not have another chance?
No, I do. I do want that chance.
Okay, then take your other chance.
Then I'm going to say Death Proof.
Yeah, that was there for the taking.
Okay.
Sam?
Grindhouse.
Well, now, we've already said Planet Terror and Death Proof, so you're going to have to do better than that.
How is that not official?
Because you blew it by saying Planet Terror. You already took half of a movie.
So if I had said Grindhouse, that would have covered both movies?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're three separate, even though technically Grindhouse...
Is two movies and a lot of trailers.
Yes, but it's two different versions of those movies.
Right, you're right.
But Grindhouse, those movies were released in the theater
released separately, like in Europe.
No, they were released separately here.
Here?
Yeah.
No, they didn't play individually here.
Sam, I didn't get True Romance. I'm pretty sure that the DVD box.
Yeah, I mean, you opened the door when you said Planet Terror. Yeah. You just said half of it.
All right.
Because I would just say Grindhouse for the whole thing, but I didn't stop it. Because I thought somebody else could use Death Proof. Do you have anything else? Because this will be great. Because Carmen will be back in. We'll play another round.
Yeah.
But if you got one,
Nancy and I will be back in.
If you got one, take it home.
Yeah. The Birthday Party.
I'm going to my phone.
Is that right?
What did he do in that?
Acted and directed.
And who else is in it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
You're just really hoping that he has a part in a movie called The Birthday Party?
Uh-huh.
I'm excited
to see what the results say.
No.
From 1968?
No.
Okay, so not that birthday
party.
More
recent.
Not the short from 1931.
No.
Not some movie from 2003 that's called The Birthday Party. It's Tiffany's 21st birthday, and she's having a party with her closest friends. There's lots of drinking and kissing, and as the party progresses, ... I'm not even going to click on it. Written and directed
by... Does everyone get murdered?
Written and directed by Lincoln Kupchak. And no mention of Quentin Tarantino whatsoever. It's a different title? Oh, you got the title wrong.
Oh, you got the title
wrong. I think
wrong.
I know what it is. Oh. Put your phone away, Sam.
Very well.
Am I still in this? Was he in the anniversary party? Is that what you're thinking of? No. Okay, I'm out again. Jeff?
Lifeline.
Oh. You really think your lifeline's going to be of help?
Now, wait a minute. Don't I get to use my lifeline?
You could have if you'd done it when it was your turn.
But hang on.
Yeah, no, but everyone else is out.
Well, wait a second. Don't I get a second guess like Jeff did?
A second guess for why?
Well, because I said Grindhouse and you
said
no. Right,
but... But the, hey, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
That's my lifeline. That's my lifeline.
But we're talking about this other thing, and she's just yelling out a title. Is that the title you want to go with?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean? Stop saying words from the audience. I beg of you. I know it's a participatory show, but just don't chime in all the time with everything. Let us do this. Let me finish my fucking stupid argument with Sam.
No, it's fine. Doug, I'll concede. Jeff can win the point. We'll play another round.
I let him do another one because you could argue that, you know, we didn't say you can't say movies that he just wrote, because how few of those are there? They're not many of them.
Well, there's another one.
And we didn't bring it up, but that's what I'm saying. So that's out and the other one's out. What's the other one?
Natural Born Killers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So where are we at now? Jeff got the answer from the audience?
Yes.
You want to use it?
Sure.
What is it?
Sin City. I'm still the last one to name one if I don't get this right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But he's in Sin City?
No, he's a...
No, he's I don't think he is. He's
guest director?
He directed part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stretch.
But Jeff was still...
But I already...
Jeff still prevailed either way, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
All right.
Woo! My best friend's birthday party. Yep, there it is.
What
Thank
the fuck?
You.
Cameron Diaz,
you were
Julia
so
Roberts.
Close. That's not it, Jeff.
My best friend's wedding singer.
Mashups?
What?
Oh, that's when I'm going to hate myself.
Was this the part where I said give us more names? Did I say that already? I don't remember saying that. You guys are so fucking chatty. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I could possibly do to stop it. My best friend's birthday is what it's called. So you were also wrong. So shut up for the rest of the show. I love people jumping in with incorrectness. We never asked you to speak, and then you say something wrong. I don't know what to do with that. I'm at a real crossroads with this show. Might just perform it for myself in my basement.
Who's your favorite actor, Carmen? Like, who do you think you can name the most people?
The most?
I like where this is going.
No, because then I'll still lose.
No, but...
So pick somebody who you don't know any of their movies so we can move this along.
Let's do the first person that came to mind was.
Taking a suggestion from you. I might still.
You're going to do whatever you're going to do very quickly.
Do
we don't have a lot of time.
Do it.
Go.
Okay. Oh, God damn it.
Who do you want to do?
Bruce Willis. Have we done Bruce Willis before?
I don't know, but each time it's somebody's turn, they get 2 fucking seconds because we don't have time to do 50 movies, and he's in over 50 movies.
Okay.
All right. Go, Jeff.
Die Hard.
Sin City. Right? Yes!
Carbon's our winner. No.
Die Hard 2.
What'd you say?
Die Hard 2.
Okay. No! Sorry.
Die Harder. I'll go with Disney's The Kid.
Nice. Very nice.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, come on. Die Hard with a Challenge. I named another one before.
Is that your final guess? What?
I named one that I realized he's in. All right. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm a fan of the series.
That's a good
big fan.
Me too. I like the fourth one a lot.
Yeah, the fourth one is the best after the first one, and then the third one, and then the fourth one, and then.
Okay. I'm gonna say Blind Date.
A good day to Die Hard.
Damn right.
Enough. Can I say the second Sin City? Isn't there
you can
one?
If you know what it's called, and I'm not even sure if he's in it. So take your chances.
Sin City with a Vengeance.
So that's it? That's all you got?
No, they're in there, but I just can't find them. Four.
People
rooms.
Are dying. People
four
are
rooms. Dying. Four rooms.
That's correct.
I'll keep
Sam?
With the numbers. The Sixth Sense.
Oh,
of course. I mean, it's amazing how many Bruce Willis movies have already come up today. Unbreakable.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Last Man Standing.
Am I still in the game?
One time we played this and nobody said Last Man Standing and people gave me such shit about it. You guys are so dumb. You didn't even say Last Man Standing when you were playing Last Man Standing.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
Oh, I can use her again for
yeah,
this new round?
Every round, yeah.
Nancy!
12 monkeys.
Oh,
good job,
my
Nancy.
God. They're so obvious. 12 monkeys.
Sam?
Hudson Hawk.
Mm-hmm. I'll get this one out of the way. Armageddon. I'm getting tired of this game.
How is this possible?
Hostage.
What? Now Carmen's out.
Oh, I don't get one more Nancy?
What? No more Nancy.
Oh, no more Nancy. All right. No. I'm sure there's an adventure movie I can't think of.
Yeah, he's had some adventures.
Was he in a movie with fire?
I bet he was. Or a movie where he got fired.
House.
Did that really just happen?
No.
Okay, good. Thought I heard something. Carmen's out. Sam.
Sorry, Nancy.
Such a cop-out, but cop-out?
You know, I don't really mind that Carmen got eliminated because death becomes her.
Oh, keep it going.
16 blocks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And what do you get? Most deaf.
Moonlighting, the movie.
Yeah. Sam?
Mercury Rising.
Ooh. Oh.
Probably should have saved
with
that.
With Sarah Jessica Parker, right?
No?
No? Oh, that's
so.
The other one? Okay. I'm going to go with Ocean's 12.
Oh.
As nice. Himself. Bruce Willis, yeah. As himself.
Yeah.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Striking Distance.
That's the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Striking D. Also as himself,
The Player.
Oh.
The Player.
Oh, The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Willis's.
Justin, what do you got for me?
Oh, he's using his lifeline.
The fifth element,
of course.
The what?
Oh, man.
I think he was in a western-y thing called Sundown. Might not be the right title. Something like that, though.
Okay, settle down.
I'm out. Jeff?
Heart's War.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sam?
We gotta go. The show's over.
We really do.
We need a winner.
Oh, man. I really should never drink and do this show. It's a terrible idea for me.
As soon as he got here, he's like, you need something to drink?
Yeah, I don't know why. It always seems like a great idea when I'm like, yeah, I'll have a beer. I'll be fine. And then I'm not fine several beers later.
This was a good run, though, Sam.
This was a good run. And I'm happy to let Jeff Tate have it. He's a fucking monster. But
oh, that's very gracious of you.
Yeah, buddy. You are a monster. Mostly when you pull the wool down over your face.
Yeah, you're very scary. You're scary looking when you do that.
Let's see. How about... Oh, God, it's terrible. I know there's literally 30 movies.
There's more, for sure.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But we gotta go.
There's
here.
A few...
There's a few more. You got, like, at least five more, right?
I got two more that Kevin Pollak's in.
I know, right?
Oh, shit.
I'm literally trying to think of those, because I know Kevin's worked with him a shit ton.
He's been, according to this, he's been in 111 movies.
That's too many movies.
But some of these must be, like, some of them are like Late Show with David Letterman.
Right, and some of the,
like
he
that.
Was on Friends.
And
couple
that
episodes.
70 show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole nine yards.
Jeff, go.
Wow.
The whole 10 yards.
Sam.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, fuck, I found out the movie, the title that I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's just ridiculous, the movies we haven't said.
I know, right? I can't wait to hear
3 seconds, Sam.
Oh, Jeff wins. I'm not going to do this.
One more, Jeff?
Color of Night.
Yes, I'm looking right at it.
Perfect Stranger.
Yeah, we don't have time for you to just stand there.
Oh, Bonfire of the Vanities. Fuck, that's the one I was thinking
Yeah, yeah. No, Nobody's Fool. He was in The Verdict way back in the day. Loaded Weapon 1. Yeah. Billy Bathgate. Mortal Thoughts. Look Who's Talking.
Oh,
Look Who's Talking 2. In Country. And the one I was thinking of, not Sundown, Sunset. Jeff Tate is our winner, you guys.
Oh yeah, Red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't need any more. Thanks. He's in a lot of movies. Did I mention he's in 111 things? Where's the person you're playing for, Jeff? Where's she?
Ashley.
At? Ashley, come get all your stuff.
Ashley.
Hey, can I keep that name tag?
You want to?
Oh, thank you.
But pass it down here. I don't need the shithead. Yeah,
will you sign
Carmen
it for me
and
after?
Sam, bring yours. Pass yours down. And the shithead on Sam's is terrible. But I gotta say it. That's how it works. Plugs, Jeff.
Yes, April 13th, Chicago. The 15th and 16th, I'm at the Burning Bridges Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The 21st, Los Angeles, at the Belly Room at the Comedy Store. Then I'm in Toronto and Montreal May 2nd and 3rd.
Canada!
June 16th, I'm in Brooklyn.
That guy wants you to come to Canada, even though he's sitting in San Jose right now.
And also, I am going to Canada May 2nd and 3rd.
All right.
JustAnotherClown.com is my website. Zipzoo Apparel, where you can buy shirts, and money goes to speakersilence.org.
All right, Carmen, what do you got coming up?
Oh, man.
Are you done?
Yeah,
he's done. We're done. The show, we're over. We got to end the show.
Rooster Teeth Feathers tonight, 8 and 10:30, and then everything else is on my website. And watch my Conan. I was just on it. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Search her on YouTube, Carmen Lynch, with a Y, in Lynch, not in Carmen. Sam.
You can see me on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show. Download us on iTunes. Check us out on YouTube. We have Jamie Lee Curtis coming up tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
You can watch that live and be part of the conversation. Yeah, that's right. I'll be there because I'm driving. Not drunk, though. I don't know. I was just on Children's Hospital. You can maybe get that on VOD if you have.
All right.
That sort of thing.
One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Carmen Lynch, and Sam the Man Levine. Lil Wolverine. Thank you to San Jose Improv and to everybody who came out today. The first time was a good time, I think. And also, come get some more donuts if you guys want them. And as always, Gary Shandling's murderer is a shithead. So yeah, I don't know what that's about. And the people in Walmart are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him famous.